Lisa Murkowski calls on Trump to resign, I want him out, he has caused enough damage. By Sean Moran on January 8, 2021. Senator Lisa Murkowski, R-A-K, said in an interview Friday that President Donald Trump should resign immediately, arguing that he has caused enough damage. I want him to resign. I want him out. He has caused enough damage, Murkowski told the Anchorage Daily News. She continued. I think he should leave. He said he's not going to show up. He's not going to appear at the inauguration. He hasn't been focused on what is going on with COVID. He's either been golfing or he has been inside the Oval Office fuming and throwing every single person who has been loyal and faithful to him under the bus, starting with the vice president. He doesn't want to stay there. He only wants to stay there for the title. He only wants to stay there for his ego. He needs to get out. He needs to do the good thing, but I don't think he's capable of doing a good thing. The Alaska Republican then contended that while there were many, 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 many good Americans who traveled to Washington, D.C. this week, Trump incited them to storm the Capitol building. Murkowski, who is up for re-election in 2022, then said that her status as a Republican depends if the GOP trends towards Trump's platform. She explained, "Well, you know, there's a lot of people who actually thought that I did that in 2010, think that I became an independent. I didn't have any reason to leave my party in 2010. I was a Republican who ran a write-in campaign and I was successful. But I will tell you, if the Republican Party has become nothing more than the party of Trump, I sincerely question whether this is the party for me." The Alaska Republican has bucked Trump several times during the 45th president's time in office. Murkowski voted against repealing Obamacare and confirming Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. The Alaska Republican also blamed Trump for losing both Georgia Senate runoff elections, which resulted in Democrats gaining control of both chambers of Congress. She said, "I think that that was another area where I think you can look directly to President Trump. That was very, very, very unfortunate. And this is going to be a Biden administration where I'm going to be disagreeing with where they're taking us on a lot of issues and policy. But I would like to think that we're never going to question their fidelity to the oath of office," Murkowski said. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.